Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Living with Possibility. I am Teresa Stoa, Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, and on this show I am talking to you about possibilities and living with it. So today's show I'm going to do about one of the areas that actually opened up a space of possibilities for me where I could start to really perceive and know something that was really different about me. And one of the areas that has been the most accessible to me when it comes to possibilities and the magic of living in life. And that's the magic of animals. So I'm saying the magic of animals because I actually do have a specialty class that's called The Magic of Animals. And it is the weirdest thing because this class is like so contributing to me and my life. It's so contributing to the energies in everything that I create. And yet it is so inconceivable that it's really hard to talk about it and to invite to it and to give people an idea about what is the magic of animals. So I challenged myself today to see if I could actually make it a little bit more tangible, a little bit more perceivable to people, what I'm talking about. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm educated as a veterinarian. So I'm a licensed veterinarian in Norway and Sweden. I've been working as a vet for, I don't know how many years, a lot of years. And I started as a traditional veterinarian and I got really frustrated. I had my own small animal clinic where I treated mostly dogs and cats and rabbits and, yeah, small animals. And I got really frustrated by not being able to get to the cause of the diseases that they came to me with. So I realized that I could treat them, I could give them medication, and then they would come back and have another disease or something else that was wrong with them not too long after. So that was how I really started to explore what it was that I really knew about animals and bodies. And it was a beginning for me that was long before I ever heard of Access Consciousness or the tools of Access Consciousness. So I started to choose what was available to me at the time, which was a holistic therapy school for veterinarians that was teaching us about acupuncture and osteopathy, mainly on horses, but also I applied it to other animals. So that was the beginning for me to seek more of what I knew was real and true for me. And then as I started to implement the acupuncture and the osteopathy, I started to realize that, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with, or I shouldn't say it has nothing to do with what I do, but it has very little to do with what I actually do physically and a lot more to do with what I'm aware of and what I'm being with these animals when I'm treating them. So after a while, I discovered the Access Consciousness tools and applied those in my work as well. And that was kind of the beginning of exploring this magical world of animals and bodies and how animals are with their bodies and how animals are with the world and the totally different reality that animals have, that if you like animals at all, you probably appreciate a lot of the different realities that they have as their reality that are not as accessible to us as people mostly. So that was the beginning. And I started to explore and I started to, you know, test the waters, try some different things. And then now when I treat animals, dogs, horses, cats, whatever animals I treat now, I'm including these tools and those questions that I learned from Access Consciousness to access more of, okay, what is creating this with the animals? So what that has allowed me to do is to get a lot of new awareness about how animals function. And one of the things that I've realized that has been true for the animals that I see that will come to me is that mostly the quote-unquote problems that they present with are not really that they are fucked up or that there's something wrong with them. Mostly it is either a talent or capacity they have that they're not being allowed to express. A lot of the times they are trying to make their people aware of something, and they're facilitating the world. So how many of you have noticed that being with an animal changes something in your world when you're being with them, when you're petting them, when you're riding them, when you're whatever it is that you do? Have you noticed that it changes your reality slightly? So that is why it's so hard to talk about these classes, because how do you really talk about a different reality that is so inconceivable? You have to ask questions to access it, ask questions to perceive what it is, because it can't be described with the world or the words that we are using as people, because that would be a limitation of the magic. So even now I'm noticing how difficult it is to actually put words to all this awareness, and I've been avoiding talking about it for the longest time, because it's like, you know, when you have so much information about something and you're going to go and explain it to somebody and start from the beginning, it's like, where do I even start? So that's what these classes are for me. It's really like, okay, where do we start? There's so much available, and it's really no limitations to what you can do with it. So what I would start with is to ask you to look in your own world, where have you made yourself less than or separate from animals and what is available to animals? And what if all of that is total invention? What if all of the limitations that you have placed between you and animals, or between you and what animals are capable of, what if all of those limitations are just inventions and not even true? So what if you have as more or more capacities than any animal you've ever met? And would you allow them to start to show you and to invite you into functioning more non-cognitively? So as people, we are trained and taught that we should understand what we do and why we do it before we do something. Animals don't function that way. Animals, they perceive, they know, they be, and they receive. Yeah, so what if that's true for you as well? And what if you could allow the animals to actually show you right here, right now, what that even is? Because for most of us, perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving are just like cool concepts, but do we really know what it is? Do you have an idea what it looks like in your world? For most of us, that's a no, because we have this mind that we have trained so much into thinking. So that's a huge part of the magic of animals, is that they allow you to function beyond the thinking, where you actually get to step into knowing and to being and to perceiving without having to cognitize or make whatever you're aware of into something that fits in human reality. So that's one part of it. And then what I see with these classes, the people that have come to these classes and the direction that these classes take, because I'm not in charge of these classes. They are like, yes, I'm creating them, but I'm very much creating them with the animals and with the people that show up in the classes. So there's not two classes that are the same. So what I've seen with the people who have done these classes is that, one, they are amazed by how quickly animals can change a behavior, their bodies, and how, if you're willing to allow change to occur, animals are really willing to show you what is possible. So that's the one of the things. And then the other thing I noticed with the participants in these classes is that the level of trust that they gain in them and in what is possible that they have never conceived of exponentializes. And there's just something that animals are able, willing to invite us to, and that we are willing to receive from the animals, that creates that magic. And it's hard to explain exactly what it is, but there's so many people who come up to me and talk about these classes with me, and they're like, yeah, the magic of animals, but I don't have any animals, or I don't even particularly like animals. And do I need to be around animals? Or maybe they're even scared of animals. And I'm like, yeah, and the class is not really about the animals, because truly the animals don't have a problem. The animals don't, they would be fine if we didn't interfere. Like, what they show us, what they do, is mostly, in my experience, is mostly a facilitation of possibilities, capacities, or awareness for the people that hang around them. So that's what they gift to the people in these classes as well, this intimacy or trust in their ability to perceive, to know, to be, and to receive first and foremost, and to be able to change anything. So just when I say the word magic, I know a lot of stuff comes up for people, like magic, yeah, that's like la la and you know, airy fairy and belongs with middle-aged women in purple dresses. And that was my point of view before I started to explore this whole topic of what is really possible too. So I know where you're coming from with that. And what if magic is just your ability to change anything? And that's what the animals can show you, that you have the ability to change anything. So it's about your abilities, not about the animals' abilities. Yes, they have an awesome way of inviting us, because we don't have that many. I'm not going to say we don't have that many points of view, because there are actually a lot of points of views about animals that come up in these classes. But there's something about animals that makes us trust them and to allow them to show us different things. So it's really interesting with, so take a horse, for instance. Mostly the horses that I do treatments on, or I get called out to treat them, the owner asks me to come because they perceive there's a problem with the horse. It's sick, there's something when it's not moving properly, but the vet can't find anything, or there's something that comes back over and over, or there's a behavioral issue, something like that. So there's something that they perceive as a problem with the horse. And then as I go there and I start working on the horse, what opens up is this like space of information, is the best way I can describe it, where there's like this flow of information between the horse and me and the horse's body. And none of it makes sense. If I would try to explain exactly the information that comes up, I couldn't really say that it would make any sense. But they are showing me all these areas and places and spaces where a different possibility could occur, or where the owner has capacities or talents that they're not acknowledging, or where the horses are asking me to step up and be something more or greater than I think I can be when I come into the session, right? So I love this work because it's facilitating me as well, all the while it's allowing me to facilitate both the animals and the people. So what do I mean when I say facilitate the animals, when I just said that they are not the ones with the problems? So sometimes animals don't really get how human reality works. They don't get how humans think. So sometimes just giving them information about how things work in a human world will allow them to create what they're looking to create. So I don't even know if that was a good example, actually, but that was what I came up with right now. So what do the magic of animals have to do with living with possibility? So imagine if you would be willing to perceive everything that you could perceive and everything that your body could perceive. If you would be willing to know everything that you really know that you have forgotten that you know, or you're pretending that you don't know, or somebody has told you that you can't know, and you would be willing to be everything and anything that is required of you every second of every day. The animals are very willing to be. Have you noticed how they don't have a point of view about what they're being? Like, they can be sucking up to you, they can be annoyingly persistent with you, they can be really intense with you, and they don't have a point of view about it. They don't go feeling guilty about it afterwards or think that it means that dot, dot, dot. They just be whatever's required in every moment to create what it is that they're looking to create. So what if you were willing to be that? And the last one, what if you would be willing to receive? And if you're anything like me, receiving is like when I first started with this stuff, I had no idea what receiving was. And yet I knew I knew it was something I was supposed to do, because I have been like listening to the law of attraction and all kinds of things. So it's like ask and believe and receive. So I knew that, okay, receiving is a good thing. But for me at the time, receiving was like when somebody gives you a present and then I accept it and I'm happy for it, then I was receiving. And then later I've discovered that that's not at all what receiving is about. And animals, I contribute a lot of the how do you say that in English? Like, what I learned about receiving, I've learned a lot of it from animals. So it's probably not what you think it is, but that's one of the things that we get to explore in this class, is the spaces and the energies that receiving is. and just the level of trusting yourself. What would it be like if you would allow yourself to explore those topics? And what if animals could show you and assist you with that? And what if it had nothing to do with if you have animals or don't have animals or are scared of animals? Like, I wonder how much of that being scared of animals is like crazy excitement for the possibilities that they would be able to contribute to you. So being scared is one of these really interesting things where fear and being scared is something that has been like instilled in us to avoid what will create the greatest change. Because let's face it, like, great change is nothing that is really appreciated here. So how many of the things that you are scared about or that you quote unquote think you have fear about are actually something that is like insanely exciting to you and where you have super capacities of creating a very different reality? So that's just one of the examples of how being scared of animals has nothing to do with what the magic of animals can invite you to. And what possibilities would open up in your life if you were willing to perceive, know, be, and receive, like I said? Would you be able to, if you could perceive energy around you, if you could know exactly what people are thinking, if you could know exactly what would happen in the future, if you could know exactly where you're limiting yourself or what has created what shows up in your world, what would be different for you? And would you have greater choice? Would you be willing to choose more if you allowed yourself to perceive, know, be, and receive? So having total choice is what possibilities are all about. We all have total choice, right? And then sometimes it doesn't feel like it. So every time it doesn't feel like you have total choice is because you're limiting yourself in some way. So if you would perceive, know, be, and receive everything all the time, would you ever limit yourself? And that's one of the magical aspects of animals. Do they ever limit themselves? No, they don't. And they have a level of allowance that way exceeds any human that I've ever come across. So they're willing to put up with more crap than most of us, but they don't limit themselves. If they're done, they're done. Like, if there's a situation that totally doesn't work for them, they will make sure that that doesn't occur in one way or another. And what magical life and living would be available to you if you were also willing to function like that? So in Access Consciousness, we have something called the clearing statement. And if you're familiar with Access, you've definitely heard this before. If you've never been in contact with Access Consciousness before, it's like an energetic vacuum cleaner that takes away the energy of a limitation because it's the energetics of your life that is creating the world you see around you. So first, if you change the energy, your life will change. And with this clearing statement, what we do is we bring up an energy and then we do the clearing statement and that limitation goes away. And then something different can show up and you can choose more. You can see more possibilities. You gain more awareness. So everything that this conversation about the animals and what they are willing to be brings up for you. We are destroying and create it all. Good and bad, right and wrong, all nine, Podpuck shorts, boys and beyonds. And what I find most interesting is that people who really like animals or really love animals have the most point of view about receiving from them. It becomes this twist where you love them so much so you have to do for them all the time instead of actually allowing yourself to receive what it is that they are desiring to give to you. And the irony in that is that if you were willing to receive everything from them, they wouldn't have the problem anymore. So everywhere you're not willing to perceive, know, be, and receive, what would be possible for you with animals if you chose it? Will you destroy and uncreate all of that? And then the clearing statement again, good and bad, right and wrong, all nine, Podpuck shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay. So that was a little bit about, I don't even know if I did a good job explaining this body of work for you, actually. It's more one of those things that you really just have to show up and be willing to have greater awareness and have more of you and then allow the animals to invite you to that. And I can't even tell you how they do it, actually. I just know that they do it and that they respond to our questions in an amazing way. And I know that they're energetic beings and I know that you are an energetic being. And so you can communicate and you can change and contribute to each other. And I wonder what the world would be like if there was no more lies of separation between people, animals, the planet, nature. What would be possible? And how would you function if you knew that there was no separation? If you knew that what you, your choices, your awareness, what you were willing to receive had an effect on the entire planet, on all the animals on it, on the entire world, what would you choose? So that's something that the animals know without making significance. It's like they don't get surprised when what they do have ripple effects and create a huge change. They're like, yeah, of course. That's more their reality. So what different reality are they inviting you to, and are they waiting for you to come and play with? Cool. So hopefully you got a little bit more information about the magic of animals and these classes and what we do there. There are different classes being held around the world. Right now, there's a class coming up in Sweden in a place called Örebro, and it's in February, 19th to 21st of February. It's a 2.5-day class. You can also contact me if you want to know more about animals. I also have private sessions. I call them private animal sessions, but mostly they're private sessions for people who would like to have more awareness of what's going on with their animals, either health-wise or whatever their animal is doing, or maybe working with animals in a different way. So that's also an option for you if you can't get all the way to Sweden to attend the class right now, or you would like a more one-on-one thing. So I would love to have you there. And what contribution could you allow the animals to be in your world, in your life, in creating your life? How do the animals function that is different from how you function? And what if you would look at that every time you have a limitation and ask yourself, if I would function like an animal now, would that create more or less? And then just have the awareness of what it would create. Sometimes it would create more, and maybe other times it would create more for you to function more like a person. See what it shows up for you and what awareness you can get. And what if it's all about gaining more awareness of what is really possible for you and having a life that works for you, and both your life and the planet and everything on it to be thriving and to be creating greater possibilities and to be having ease, joy, and glory in every aspect. So that's all I'm gonna talk to you about today. And come back for another section or another show on a different topic with living with possibility. I hope to see you somewhere. Oh, and yeah, and if you want to connect with me and see what's going on, what else I'm doing, a lot of different stuff. Easiest thing would probably go to Facebook and search for my name, Teresa Stoa. I have a Facebook page there called Teresa Stoa CF, where I post most of my classes and stuff going on. And you can also go to my website, which is teresastoa.com. And Teresa spells T-H-E-R-E-S-E. I know that's a hassle for English-speaking people to spell my name right. So there you go. It's probably also somewhere on the site here. Yeah, so thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I hope you will have fun exploring what magic the animals can invite you to and what they're capable of and what you are capable of if you would allow them to gift you what they are desiring to gift you. And so talk to you next time. Bye-bye.